I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli. Appreciate you being here. And we got a lot to get to. So what can I tell you? First of all, I think it's really important to note that my daughter's play was canceled tonight for the rain. So I'm kind of bummed about that. I'm bummed about it because I was excited to go. And now tomorrow night I have to go on Ingram Engel. So like, am I a horrible father now for not being able to go? I went, I saw it. I already saw it.
I doubt your daughter, like 30 years from now, will be telling a therapist about how her father chose Laura Ingram over her. I think you're good. She's not going to remember.
I mean, I went to opening night. I brought her flowers. You know what I mean? I celebrated with her. What if they can find a way to do a hologram illusion of me or Photoshop me into the picture and then maybe she'll believe I was there at the final performance? You know what I mean? What if we try that?
I'm sure you could Photoshop it in, undoubtedly.
I mean, AI can do anything. AI can make me there. I could be there and also be on Ingram Engel, you know?
Oh, that's an interesting idea. You could have a digital version of yourself conduct the interview. We've got enough tape from the show today. I'm sure we could get some compelling thoughts across.
Yeah. Oh, no. I'll be real on TV, but AI for the play. I mean, an AI version of me to think my, you know, at the end. I feel like a horrible father, but, you know, but
could you send AI to both spots and then just like sit at home and watch Superman again or something?
The problem is I literally didn't say yes to tonight because it was the play. So I said yes to tomorrow night and then they moved the play and I can't bail on them. Because you can't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just, like, that's like the biggest no-no. Like, they'll never ask you back.
Yeah. I think you're making the right call. I don't.
Bridget told me I have to go do the show. She's like, it's not negotiable. You have to be on the show.
Yeah.
So,
I think Bridget is correct.
Because then they just won't ask you again. You bail on them. They don't care that your daughter's play has been rescheduled for rain. I went. I saw it. I did. I was a good dad. I brought her flowers. I hugged her. I held her up. I went to the play. I went to the mat. I went twice. I went the matinee and the freaking opening night. Oh, so
how many times are you going to watch the same play then?
I know. And she's, you know, she's like a tree. It's not. She's not even like the main character. It's not. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just saying.
I bet she delivers one heck of a performance, though.
She does. Not as good as the performance that James Comey gives in this montage we're about to give. But she's great. Claire's very talented. I'll get more in detail on the Hillary Clinton stuff, but I need 5 minutes of a break from it because we've been dominating most of the show with it today, and there's other things to talk about. But we did just get this montage from our friend Tom Elliott over at Grabian, and this is James Comey, all the times he denied having any knowledge of Russiagate as the evidence comes out showing that Hillary Clinton was clearly behind all this, and so was the FBI. Take a listen.
Did Mr. Page deny knowing people that you accuse him of having contact with?
I don't remember. That's about all I recall. I don't remember. I don't remember learning anything additional about Steele's sources. Not that I recall, no. I don't remember Bruce or ever giving me. I don't recall that.
So do you recall?
I do not.
Do you recall?
I do not. I don't remember any discussion. I don't remember using that word, but I don't remember using that word. I don't remember ever being informed. I don't recall being informed of that.
Did you ask any questions or do any due diligence on this at all?
I don't remember anything about the facts that have been revealed recently about the subsource. I don't remember the exact words, but something similar.
That doesn't ring bells
with me.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty stunning thing. It didn't ring a bell.
Which I'm sure you remember.
I don't remember the exact words. I don't remember whether I knew the Democratic Party. I don't know for sure. I don't know. I don't think I knew before. I remember reading the footnote. I don't know whether I asked. I don't know what that refers to. As I said earlier, that does not ring any bells with me when I read that. I don't remember it. I don't remember receiving anything that's described in that letter.
You know, Mr. Comey, I call that selective memory.
Well, it's all coming out now. And so are the radioactive wasps. So did you see the story, Justin?
I did not. What's up with the radioactive wasps?
All right. So I know Matt DeSantis saw this because it's in my show prep. But a radioactive wasp nest was found at a site where the U.S. once made nuclear bombs in South Carolina. So employees were routinely checking radiation levels. We got like 7 inches of rain coming. And it's been raining all friggin' day. It's not over yet, apparently. And my daughter's play has been moved. And now I got to feel dad guilt. But now we have radioactive wasps, too. So that they found a wasp nest near tanks where liquid nuclear waste is stored, according to a report from the U.S. Department of Energy. The nest had a radiation level 10 times what is allowed by federal regulations. Could you imagine my history with carpenter bees in my house? What if they're radioactive carpenter bees? Is that next? Remember we had the killer bee scare? We were all worried they were going to come from Texas and kill us. You remember that?
I do, yeah.
And they got here and they were a big, I mean, they were nothing. They were like Belushi in a suit. I mean, they did nothing, the killer bees. We were all terrified of them. So now we have radioactive wasps. And I'm going to read you a quote from some of the people. I'm mad as a hornet that the SRS didn't explain where the radioactive waste came from or if there is some kind of leak from the waste tanks that the public should be aware of. I'm mad as a hornet. Get it? I don't know what a radioactive wasp does. I don't know if it. Well, here's my hope is that if you get stung by one of these things, you turn into the Incredible Hulk. I mean, that's or Spider-Man or something, right? I mean, that would be the hope, wouldn't it?
That would be kind of cool. Then it's almost worth getting stung.
Justin, would you experiment by getting stung by a radioactive wasp to see if it gives you superpowers?
My heart says
that was a big
yeah.
pause right there.
My heart says, but my brain says no. I don't think I should do that.
I think you gotta let somebody else go first.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they get all the superpowers, and then what?
There's plenty of radioactive wasps to go around.
Yeah, there's more than one.
Here's what'll happen. See, if I got the wasp and I became Superman or super active, whatever, super Richie, whatever it is.
Super Richie. That's the worst superhero ever.
That's not good. You don't like that name?
That's definitely bombing at the box office.
Super Richie's not going to be a blockbuster. I would destroy all the other radioactive wasps so nobody but me has the superpowers. And I'm the only one who has them.
It's a smart move.
Yeah.
Monopolize the superpowers. It's not a bad idea.
Workers, well, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, for the record, they did spray the nest that they found with insect killer, but apparently there weren't any wasps found. So the radioactive wasps are just flying around somewhere.
Well, yeah, and the interesting thing would be if the insect killer can kill them or not.
Well, they weren't even there, is the thing.
I know, but if you could find them, would the insect killer or they be like, would it make it like you spray them and then it becomes now you've made them angry. You know what I mean? You've made the radioactive wasps angry.
Yeah, that's definitely not a job.
You don't want to see me when I'm angry. That's what Super Richie would say, you know? Yeah, that's a bad superhero name. You're right. Pretty bad.
Can Super Richie fly?
Does oh, my God.
Like, take the properties of the wasp?
I would be more of a klutz than the Greatest American Hero. And that was a great show. For the record books. That's a good show to go back and rewatch. The Greatest American Hero. You remember that movie, that show?
I've never even heard of it.
Yeah. It was fun. It was funny. It was like the theme song to that was great too. And now it's going to be stuck in my head. But, that's it. Anyway, so we don't have to worry. Well, we do have to worry because now we don't know where they are. The nest is dead, but they could be flying around.
Yeah, they're fine. Who knows where they are?
the end of days. And that is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A. VanariaDental.com. And before I get into the Hillary Clinton stuff, you've had this one on the show sheet for a few days. But should I wait for the video for this of cut 27 of the wife blasted for making her husband's lunches?
I think we have the video of that, don't we? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we can play it.
I can play the video.
Oh, yeah, you can play it, right? Because we're still streaming that. All right, so this is cut 27. Her name is Ray. She's a mom of two, and she is making her husband's lunches, but then charging him for the lunches. I kind of respect that, actually.
Why is she charging her husband for lunches, though?
Well, let's hear her explain it. This is cut 27.
I charge my partner £10 a day to make his lunch for work. If he's going to go and spend £10 at McDonald's, Greggs, wherever it may be, and put money in a stranger's pocket, why not put money in my pocket instead? It does seem to be a bit of a controversial topic, but it makes sense to me. Let's be honest, nothing in life comes free anymore. Not even a paper bag. So if you're happy to go and pay the woman in Greggs for your lunch, then pay the woman that you love for your lunch. That way, everyone's happy. He's fed and happy, and I'm paid and happy. On the menu for lunch today, he has got a peri-peri chicken salad. I've cooked him a chicken breast seasoned in peri-peri seasoning, and then for salad, he's got...
I hate the British accents so
I do
much.
Too.
Oh, it's so grating.
Yeah, it is. It's annoying. And I probably would – I'd kill her. I think I would.
You don't want her $10 peri-peri chicken salad?
Absolutely not. I'd rather go to McDonald's. I'd take the chicken salad, pay her the $10, and then go to McDonald's. Hand that at somebody. You want a freaking peri-peri chicken salad? Here you go. Knock yourself out. I got to pay for this? I mean, what do they have, like separate accounts? I mean, that's what I don't understand. I mean, all right, she gets the money. What is she doing with it?
I don't get it either. And she must have made a fortune off the video, because I think as of Monday, it already had 250,000 views. So hopefully she's got enough money now. She doesn't have to charge her husband the $10 for his lunch every day. Definitely go to McDonald's, though. If that's your option, you can have her make your peri-peri chicken or the McDonald's. I'd take McDonald's every time.
Yeah, oh, definitely, right? No doubt about that. Who the hell wants peri-peri chicken?
It didn't look terrible, but I rather
it sounds terrible. I mean, first of all, the English have no – their food is the worst anyway. Everybody's been in England says the food's terrible. The British have no taste buds. I mean, I don't want to eat freaking peri-peri chicken. I mean, no. So, no.
Well, later in the video, she says that she runs out of ideas some days, so he just gets the same meal like two or three days in a row, basically.
This poor bastard. This beta male. Oh, man. This guy's definitely wearing mom jeans and white sneakers on the weekend. You know what I mean? And then we have Randy Weingarten, who is now complaining about the defunding of NPR, calling it the backsliding of democracy. This is the troll under the bridge who's looking to steal your kids' milk money. This is from our buddy Corey DeAngelis, who we hope to have on the show tomorrow, cut 35.
If we don't have NPR... If we, just like we have lost so many local newspapers,
yes.
How do people have enough factual basis so that they know what's going on in the world? Exactly. And if you're trying to censor curriculum in K-12, if you're trying to ban books, if you're trying to undermine all of that, how do we help our kids know how to think, not what to think? And exactly. Then at the same time, as you're actually retracting on knowledge and retracting on information, what you're doing is creating this bigger and bigger enforcement that is essentially a police state.
Exactly.
That's the backsliding of democracy.
No NPR equals police state. Got it? Very good. Not Russia, not, you know, the FBI and everything they did to, you know, with Hillary Clinton and Hillary Clinton being behind lying about Donald Trump, which I'll get into in the next segment. But no. It's losing NPR. Now, that's what makes America a police state. Want to remind you, we'll be at the Grand Hotel of Cape May August 15th for our next and final show of the year. So I want to make sure of the summer, excuse me. So I want to make sure you're with us for that. That'll be a lot of fun. But I'm going to get into the Hillary Clinton stuff in case you're just joining us, because, you know, you might have been at work today. But I want to thank my friends at Bob's Little Sports Shop and tell you about a great idea. And ladies, you know, firearm safety is very important, and I'm a big believer in knowing how to use firearms properly and supporting our great friends. So with Bob's, it's a no-brainer. They have their women's shooting event coming up August 10th at 1 p.m. Bob's Little Sports Shop. How's this for a great event? Your next office, bachelor, bachelorette, or private party at Bob's Little Sports Shop in Glassboro, New Jersey. They offer both men and women trained instructors, private and closed events that can host up to 30 people. You can book a smaller group, 10 or less, during business hours and have your own instructor for some shooting range fun. Call Bob's for pricing and details. No alcohol or drugs permitted on premises, obviously. And ladies, like I said, August 10th, women's shooting event, 1 p.m. at Bob's Little Sports Shop. And Bob's has great people there. And you don't need prior experience. You don't need a firearms ID card to go to one of these events. Great shooting range, amazing selection of firearms, the nicest people, and they've been in business for 60 years. Plus, they are our official sponsor, and I'm so honored and proud of that. So go to bobslittlesportshop.com, get all the details for the events and their wonderful selection. bobslittlesportshop.com, August 10th, 1 p.m., women's shooting event. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett & Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
All right, we're just going to acknowledge, as we have done every hour in the show, Road Warrior was right. What he was right about exactly, I'm not quite sure, but he was right. And somehow it makes the afternoon guy, who I presume is me, mad. But nevertheless, Road Warrior is right. So congratulations to Road Warrior. Every hour on the hour, we're mentioning that. Just like the big story of the hour is brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Obviously, I'm referring to the fact that Hillary Clinton signed off on a plan hatched by a top campaign advisor to smear then-candidate Donald Trump with false claims of Russia collusion and distract from her own mounting email scandal during the 2016 campaign, according to explosive intelligence files declassified today. The intelligence came from two memos obtained by the Obama administration in the lead-up to Election Day that laid out confidential conversations between leaders of the Democratic National Committee, including then-chair Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who also is a Twisted Sister cover band frontman. That's what she does on the side to make money. And liberal billionaire George Soros's Open Society Foundations. The plot, the brainchild of the Clinton campaign's then foreign policy advisor Julianne Smith, included raising the theme of Putin's support for Trump and subsequently steering public opinion toward the notion that it needs to equate the Russian leader's political influence campaign with actual hacking of election infrastructure. Smith would go on to serve as former President Joe Biden's ambassador to NATO. I don't have any comments, she told the Post when she was reached by phone today. Open Society Senior Vice President Leonard Bernardo was looped in on the scheme and laid out its intended effect in a series of emails in late July 2016. 2 days later, Bernardo wrote, quote, HRC, that is the initials of Hillary Rodham Clinton. HRC approved Julia's idea about Trump and Russian hackers hampering U.S. elections. That should distract people from her own missing email, especially if the affair goes to the Olympic level. An apparent reference to revelations of a massive state-sponsored doping campaign by Russia following the 2014 Winter Games in Sochi. The point is making the Russian play a U.S. domestic issue. He wrote, in absence of direct evidence, CrowdStrike and Threat Connect will supply the media and GRU will hopefully carry on to give more facts. GRU is Russia's foreign intelligence arm. Special Counsel John Durham uncovered the intelligence during a multi-year probe into intelligence activities during the 2016 election. He consulted the FBI and the CIA, both of which assessed the information was likely authentic, but couldn't corroborate exact copies of the Bernardo emails with Open Society Foundations. The CIA also determined that the intelligence was not the product of Russian fabrications. Smith was, at a minimum, playing a role in the Clinton campaign's efforts to tie Trump to Russia, said special counsel John Durham. The Trump-Russia investigation was part of a March 2016 memo, including the annex described as a two-pronged DP, Democrat Party, opposition. DP could mean lots of things, but in this case, it's Democrat Party opposition that is focused on discrediting Trump. Among other things, the Clinton staff, with support from special services, is preparing scandalous revelations of business relations between Trump and the Russian mafia. The special services cited in one of the memos referred to intelligence activities of Obama's CIA and FBI, which may have included the work of Trump dossier author Christopher Steele. So it's all laid out there in the annex, and it's political weaponization, and we've spent a lot of time on it today on the show. So I, in case you're just joining us, I just wanted you to know that, because you know, one of the things about radio is they say people come in the cars at different times, and you always have to make sure that you're giving the audience the latest news. But some people listen to the show the entire 4 hours, so I don't want to beat things to death. And you know, it's funny. I read this piece today, this guy writing about how live radio, you got to treat it like it's not a podcast and engage with the listeners actively listening. But we also have a lot of people listening on podcast. And I don't really know. All I know is that Caroline Leavitt today at the White House press briefing had a lot to say about this report. And I'm going to share this audio with you now in case you're just getting out of work and you're just hearing this for the first time. And this is what she said.
Well, I think a major organization of the national security apparatus, at least here at the White House within the National Security Council, has indeed taken place. And the president entrusts his current CIA director, John Ratcliffe, and our ODNI director, Tulsi Gabbard, to make the necessary changes to ensure classified intelligence, especially that could implement or hurt the national security of our country, does not make its way into the hands of irresponsible actors who want to politicize that intelligence for their own end. Since you brought up the declassification report that was put out by Senator Grassley today, I'm glad you brought it up, because this should be a story every outlet in this room should be covering. This is further evidence that Hillary Clinton approved the Russia hoax against President Trump. Her campaign financed it. Again, she approved it. And the FBI and the CIA were both weaponized to, as our director of CIA has said, accelerate this hoax against then-candidate and former President Trump. To answer the heart of your question, the president wants to see justice served, and he trusts the attorney general and the Department of Justice to implement that justice and hold these people accountable.
Good. And that's exactly what should happen. These people should be held accountable. Absolutely. It's what needs to occur. And I think we're all kind of blown away by these revelations today. Really are. Blown away. And we should be blown away by this. The way that these people colluded with Soros and his Open Society Foundation and the Clinton campaign and the FBI and all of these things. I mean, and then Hillary Clinton, of course, would go on to talk about this and whine, like, for example, on The View, which she did back in, oh, my God, how many years ago was this? This was years ago on The View, 2017. And she goes on The View and she whines about Russia collusion and how she lost to Russia. And just, I mean, it's what the game was. They used this to distract from her emails. And then the FBI was in on it and everybody was in on it. And then she would go on to blame Russia for her loss for years, as I guess she thought about possibly running again in 2020. I don't know, but
that has gone on. Now, there's a lot of smoke, and whether or not there's fire, we need to figure it out. But here is what's important. Put the investigation into Trump, his associates, and everybody else to one side. There is no denying that the Russians interfered in the election.
Yeah, right.
Whether or not they had willing or unwitting help from the Trump team, they interfered, and they did so to help.
Don't you notice how all the women on The View, even Alyssa Farah, who's supposed to be the conservative, quote unquote conservative. No, they didn't. There was no Russia collusion. There was no. Well, the only collusion was the Hillary Clinton campaign colluding with Russia in the sense of framing Trump. I mean, if you want to call that Russia collusion, that, in my opinion, fits the definition by far. But this is where we are. This is where we are right now. And she went on and on back then.
Help him and hurt me. and they did so to destabilize our democracy, and they have not stopped.
What's not clear from your book is whether you think that the Trump campaign was colluding in this.
We don't know the answer to that. That is part of what is being explored. There are some serious questions, because what happened when the emails of my campaign manager, John Podesta, were stolen by the Russian intelligence services. Then they were conveyed.
Not true. And Road Warrior deserves, again, every hour on the hour for us to say, good job, Road Warrior. That's not true. They were not stolen by the Russians. Go on.
To WikiLeaks, which is basically now a mouthpiece for Russia authoritarianism. And then they were released on the very same day that the Hollywood Access tape came out showing Trump, you know, bragging about sexual assault. Then they were what we call weaponized, so that they
were. Okay, he wasn't bragging about sexual assault, but I don't need to revisit that, because his whole point was, and they let you, so that therefore means it's not sexual assault. If they let you, it's not assault. But I'm just saying that because I know somebody's going to send me an email and say that I should have said that. So I'm just saying it. But anyway, all right, let's keep going.
Were turned into phony news stories. They were turned into Facebook posts, and then they were targeted at specific voters. The question is, where did the Russians get that kind of targeting information? And, you know, that is one of the unanswered questions that investigators in Congress and the special counsel are looking into.
So the only your campaign is the answer. Your campaign supplied all of this. Your campaign supplied all this, and then the FBI and the CIA ran with it because they wanted you to win and not Donald Trump, and the government and Brennan and Clapper and Comey and Obama and Soros and everybody was in on it. There's your answer. You guys were all behind this, not the Russians. Keep going. And we knew it wasn't the Russians. That's the thing. We knew it. This is her in Las Vegas whining about the Russians again after the election. This is a compilation put together by Colin Rugg, by the way, on X. He does excellent work.
The Russian government has engaged in espionage against Americans. They have hacked American websites, American accounts of private people, of institutions. Then they have given that information to WikiLeaks for the purpose of putting it on the internet. This has come from the highest levels of the Russian government, clearly from Putin himself, in an effort, as 17 of our intelligence agencies have confirmed, to influence our election. So I actually think the most important question of this evening, Chris, is finally, will Donald Trump admit and condemn that the Russians are doing this?
Oh, I'm sorry.
And make it clear.
This was during the debate. This was during the presidential debate.
That he will not have the help of Putin in this election, that he rejects Russian espionage against Americans, which he actually encouraged in the past. Those are the questions we need answered. We've never had anything like this happen in any of our elections before.
I mean, if you're going to let Russia get away with what they did and are still doing, according to Christopher Wray,
this is MSNBC after the election. She goes on with Rachel Maddow and says they're still doing it. So this was all fabricated. Her campaign fabricated this whole thing to distract from her emails and what she did with her server in her Westchester house. They lied and said the Russians hacked her emails. They lied and said Trump was a Russian agent. I mean, it was all a gigantic lie. And, you know, if this email is true, then she personally signed off on it. You know, there you go. I mean, these idiots to put this stuff in writing, like, you know, John personally approves you going to the bank and putting a gun in the teller's face and telling the teller to put the money in the envelope. And then John personally says, get into the getaway car, which will be driven by Rich. And then Rich will pick you up and drive you around the block. I mean, like, they email all that. It's, you know, but here we go. Keep going.
Current FBI director who said that last week, they're in our election systems. We're worried about 2020, he said. So, hey.
Christopher Wray was a hack, and we weren't worried about 2020. But, of course, Christopher Wray did not want to keep Donald Trump around. Nobody in the intelligence, deep state, law enforcement community did. And they were all letting everybody believe. Remember why they were saying that. They were saying something big was coming. Something big was coming from Russia because they had the Hunter Biden laptop. Christopher Wray had the Hunter Biden laptop. Christopher Wray knew the Hunter Biden laptop was not Russian disinformation. And when all those 51 former national security deep state hacks wrote the letter and said this has all the earmarks of Russian disinformation, Christopher Wray, the FBI director, never held a press conference to come out and say that's not true. Christopher Wray was in on it, letting people believe the Russians could get involved in the 2020 election so that when the time was right, and the FBI went to Twitter at the time and said something big's coming, because remember, the FBI was spying on Rudy Giuliani. So when Miranda Devine was writing the story, they knew it was coming because Miranda Devine was talking to Giuliani about this. So they knew the New York Post story was coming in October. They had warned social media that something big was coming. And then when the story broke and then everybody said it was Russian disinformation, the FBI, thanks to Christopher Wray, had set the table.
Let's have a great power contest and let's get the Chinese in on the side of somebody else.
Why are, you know, other Americans basically believing Putin? Why did Trump believe Putin more than our 11 intelligence agencies?
I don't know. Do you have a working theory?
I do have a working theory. And why is Donald Trump so enamored of Putin? Well, part of it is he's a wannabe dictator. He has told us that repeatedly. He even said the other day, let's basically get out of NATO and, you know, encourage Putin to do what he wants to do. How absurd a statement that is cannot even be, you know, measured, because you are essentially giving a green light to a murderous, brutal dictator.
So obviously we're not out of NATO, and the president has now given Russia 10 days. He's actually being really incredibly critical of Putin. And of course, when he was president, Putin never invaded Ukraine. That, I mean, what a terrible puppet. You know what I mean? A terrible puppet. Because typically puppets would let you do whatever you want, and Russia never invaded Ukraine when President Trump was president. And now NATO is stronger than ever because NATO members are all paying their fair share. So NATO is going to be stronger than it's ever been before. This was all a lie. This was a lie. It was all a lie. Now President Trump has changed his deadline with Russia. It's now going to be 10 days.
Yesterday, you mentioned that you would change the Russia deadline to 10 to 12 days. Is that, has that started yet? When can we, you know, see the official statement that that is the new deadline?
I'll tell you what, I'll give it to you now. Do you want a big scoop?
Yes.
Everybody else, close your ears, okay? You ready?
I'm ready.
10 days from today.
Got it.
Okay?
Got it.
Good.
How do you
communicate? We have a scoop.
Thank you.
And then, you know, we're going to put on tariffs and stuff, and I don't know if it's going to affect Russia, because he wants to obviously probably keep the war going, but we're going to put on tariffs, the various things that you put on. It may or may not affect them, but it could.
Okay, so the Russian puppet wants the war to end, even though Putin doesn't want the war to end. And the Russian puppet is going to put tariffs on to try to hurt Russia, to get them to the table to make the war end. Now, how ridiculous this whole thing was. I mean, how ridiculous this entire thing was with the president of the United States being accused of being a Russian plant is just it's beyond any common sense whatsoever. But these people need to go to jail. You know what I mean? These people need to go to jail, and these people need to be held accountable. And it's just so infuriating to me that they were doing this. And the fact that our government helped. I mean, I know I've said this before, and I'll say it again. A police state is when our government's law enforcement and intelligence community work together for political purposes. But look, we're getting 7 inches of rain. We have radioactive wasps. It's end of days, apparently, allegedly. And I'm fine with that, by the way. I'm kind of rooting for that. But we're probably not going to have the end of the world, so make sure you join us at the Grand Hotel on August 15th for our next and final live show of the summer. August 15th, Grand Hotel of Cape May, and I want to see you there. Live shows are always a blast, aren't they? They're a lot of fun. So make sure you join us for that, okay? It'll be fun. I think that as more and more of this comes out, it's so obvious now, the coordination that was happening between our government and the Democrat Party and people like Soros and all these other people, and Paul Sperry on X, who's done great work covering all this, if you follow him on Twitter, and you should, you'd find all of this. That declassified July 25th, 2016 smoking gun email reveals that HRC signed off on all of this. Susan Miller conned NBC News, CNN, CBS News, Michael Isikoff, etc., into thinking she was the lead author of the ICA. She's either a complete wackadoodle or she was sent out there to shield the real author. It's Julia. And Susan Miller confesses that she is, in fact, that she did not write the ICA, the Intelligence Community Assessment. But yet they for years was out there saying this. You know, we know that Special Counsel Robert Mueller never interviewed John Brennan or James Clapper. Just, you know, treated the ICA as the gold standard. They were all in on this. All these people that were in on this. So we're I think we're to see a lot more on this in the days to come. I really believe so. I am of the mindset that we all are ready for some justice here. You know what I mean? We're ready for some justice.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
We're also ready for Kamala Harris's book. Yes, Kamala Harris is writing a book. It's not a cookbook on how to make salads. I know that's what you were thinking, right? It's going to be called Tossed Word Salad. No, 107 days, the shortest campaign in presidential history. And she can't wait for you to read it. I can't wait for her to read it, since she clearly did not read it, since I don't think she clearly wrote it.
Just over a year ago, I launched my campaign for President of the United States. 107 days traveling the country, fighting for our future.
How many takes did this take?
The shortest presidential campaign in modern history. It was intense, high stakes, and deeply personal for me and for so many of you.
And a deep disaster.
Since leaving office, I've spent a lot of time reflecting on those days.
And drinking.
Talking with my team, my family, my
popping
friends,
pills.
And pulling my thoughts together. In a journal that is this book, 107 Days. With candor and reflection, I've written a behind-the-scenes account of that journey. I believe there's value in sharing what I saw, what I learned, and what I know it will take to move forward. In writing this,
how many edits did this take? Just go like rewind it a few seconds here. This is definitely an edit right here, right? Like back, yeah, there we go. Listen to this.
And what I know it will take to move forward in writing this book,
definitely an edit.
One truth kept coming back to me.
I'm an idiot.
Sometimes the fight takes a while, but I remain full of hope
and alcohol.
And I remain clear-eyed. I will never stop fighting.
There's nothing clear about your eyes, just for the record. And if they are clear, then you can thank Visine for that.
To make our country reflect the very best of its ideals, always on behalf of the people. So thank you for being in this fight with me. I am forever grateful. And I cannot wait for you to read this. And I'll see you out there. Take care.
There you go. Pre-order your copy today. It comes out September 23rd. Have a great rest of your night tonight. And Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next. I'll be back with you tomorrow for a special Friday show. And yes, I'll be here. In the meantime, keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.